We're joined now in the studio by the mayor of Carrboro, Lydia Lavelle, with just a few days left to go before Election Day. Early voting for today and tomorrow, with a big spike in early voting numbers on Thursday. So we're looking at close to 4,000 people voting by the time all is said and done, which is really good.
Yeah, I've been in and out of Town Hall at various times this week, and I've always seen a steady stream of folks in there, even given the fact, of course, for Carrboro people, it's mainly the school board, of course, for contested elections, but then I have to kind of remember it's not just Carrboro, it's folks from all over the county and they're voting.
So. And yeah, eight candidates for four open seats on the school board, so if you're a Carrboro voter, that's the big one for you. Still, the mayoral election and the Board of Aldermen election, all of the candidates there are running unopposed, although I do hear tell that there's a cat running against you now.
Right. I think the cat, I think, is pretty popular, but you know, if I had only known this, I think that our cat has a good bit of knowledge as well, so she would have been a formidable opponent additionally. So.
Probably best that you don't have multiple opponents running and dividing
right.
the vote.
Right.
But again, Election Day, November 3rd, there's four early voting sites, Town Hall in Carrboro, two spots in Chapel Hill, Chapel of the Cross on Franklin Street, and then the Seymour Center on Homestead Road and Hillsborough Board of Elections. You can vote for the rest of today, tomorrow, as well as the last day, and then Election Day is November 3rd. There's an event going on today at, it is today at Carrboro Town
mm-hmm.
Commons,
mm-hmm.
right? To celebrate Halloween.
Yeah, it's our annual Halloween carnival, and depending on kind of when Halloween falls, this moves around sometimes a little bit, but it's actually being held tonight, right, at the Town Commons. I was there earlier today, and they were getting everything all set up. It's a great time. It's for younger kids, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's from 6 to 8:30, free. And there's lots of carnival-style games, I think 25 or 30 different
wow.
games. Yeah, they have ring toss and duck pond,
awesome.
Go fish. And we actually, there was a year or two where we actually worked those games, and it was really pretty fun. And then there's a craft area, and I think they're going to have a photo booth there. And and they'll have some concessions for sale.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have pretty cheap concessions, like popcorn, hot chocolate, apple cider coffee, soda, water, all a dollar each, cash only.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's a fun little event, and you know, the kids get all dressed up and excited, you know.
That's awesome. That's from 6 to 8:30 tonight at Carrboro Town Commons, so head there and check that out. How big of an event is that usually?
It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you get good weather, and I think it'll be a little chilly, but not too much, but I know at least one year when I was there actually working one of these games, it was nonstop for the whole 2.5 hours, just kid after kid after kid walking up. I think it's great, particularly following this year, you know, like on a Friday night and good weather, and you know, any parents that have young kids that are looking for something to do tonight, I think that's a great thing to take them out to. So, and then they get to trick or treat tomorrow night, I guess, if they want.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really is. So,
right.
Again, Carrboro Town Commons tonight, Carrboro's Halloween Carnival from 6 to 8:30. Are you going as anything this year?
You know, I might go as the mayor, so we'll
okay.
see.
Okay,
we'll
yeah,
see.
That sounds about it. I usually do that, too. Like I was saying earlier, that I will make it a point to dress up for Halloween if I have a really good idea, and otherwise I just go as myself. So once every 5 years I come as something amazing, and then everything else I'm just disappointing.
Yeah, No, I understand. No, I haven't put a lot of thought into that this year, so I would be just incognito or be myself, I guess.
Right, we're speaking with Lydia Lavelle, the mayor of Carrboro. Again, that party at Carrboro's Town Commons is tonight from 6 to 8:30. That's fun for the whole family. Games, food, drinks, prizes. Everyone's welcome to that. And then Election Day, of course, is next week, Tuesday. And then next week, Wednesday, the Orange County Solid Waste Advisory Group is holding a public info session on food waste, and I know that's something that everyone in Chapel Hill and Carrboro are concerned about.
Yeah. So this is our group is called the SWAG, Solid Waste Advisory Group.
Mm.
It's kind of a group under the radar group, I would say, that has been meeting several times over the last 2 years, at least once a month, I bet. We've met just numerous times. In fact, sometimes it's comprised of officials from all of the jurisdictions, and sometimes when we pull out our calendars, we have to actually meet on a Friday, which is really hard, because on Friday night, you're really dead.
You want to do stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but there have been a few Friday nights where we've really had to get some work done, and that was really the only night that worked, you know. But in any event, we're at a part in our discussions where we're all working on kind of this interlocal agreement that will kind of lay out how we move forward with our recycling that we've talked about, and how we might then dip our toe into where we're going with our trash pickup. But additionally, some of the conversation we've had is how can we work more on food waste diversion? And so a meeting or two ago, we were told that that public staff, that staff was trying to line up a food waste collection expert to come and actually speak to us and give us best practices and, you know, all aspects of solid waste management, but in particular about, you know, organic compostables and food, you know, and food waste. So we have this international food waste collection expert named Janine Ralph, who works with HDR. It's an international engineering firm that has a lot of expertise in all aspects of this type of work. And she is going to present performance data about a lot of different programs in the U.S. and Canada and ways that municipalities can manage residential and commercial organic materials, right down to like different kinds of collection options and different kind of containers that can fit perhaps the needs of the towns and or the county. And you know, it's of interest to all of us, but we have to figure out how best that might be approached. So we're really kind of interested in hearing what she has to say.
And it's such a really important issue because, you know, we talk about where our trash is going to go and recycling and everything else, but really more than anything else, the problem begins with the fact that we produce so much waste in the first place. The more we can reduce, the better. And this is such an important issue as far as that's concerned. How sizable of an issue is food waste? How much do we produce?
Well, I think it's the next possible. I don't want to use the word low-hanging fruit, but I really kind of think it might be low-hanging fruit in terms of reducing the amount of trash that we put into our, you know, that's trucked, I guess, to Durham. Our community has been really good about recycling, and we have done some degree of compostables with. I know a lot of folks have the compost bins, and I know, for example, all of our food waste goes out there in the compost bin. But I know there are a lot of families that just really haven't thought that far, or that hasn't been made easy or accessible for them. And you know, when you can recycle as many items as we can recycle in Orange County, and when you can take the food out of, you know, what's going in the trash can, there's not a lot left to go in the trash can. And that's really part of another discussion we've had, is that how we have tipped the balance, you know, in our community, really, from, you know, bags, you know, the amount of that we recycle is starting to become greater than the amount that we have in our trash can. I mean, I've seen that myself, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just one more way. You know, the more we reduce the trash, the less we have to truck to wherever, or the less we have to worry about, you know, kind of finding a way to dispose of.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We're speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle of Carrboro, and you notice this every time. It's one of those things you take for granted if you're just sticking around in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. But as soon as you go out of town to just about anywhere else, you realize just how strong a recycling program we have here relative to anywhere else in the country that you can go. It's almost impossible to recycle in some places.
No, absolutely. It's such a great point. When I go home to visit my brother, I look in his garage and they've got, like, you know, seven different bags. You know, here's where the cans go, here's where the bottles go, here's where, you know,
the cargo
goes. Oh, yeah, yeah. And so when you look at that, and then I know, so my nephew, my brother's son, when he came to visit, he's like, well, what's up with recycling? I said, well, you just put it all right here. Really? You know, just couldn't really believe it. You know, it makes it easy even for the most, I guess, the person who doesn't really like to recycle. It almost makes it criminal to not do it because it's so easy.
Yeah. And again, that meeting is going to be on Wednesday, November 4th, next week. Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road, 6 to 8 p.m. Solid Waste Advisory Group, SWAG, is holding a public info session. Who is in SWAG? You mentioned it's our group, so you're in it.
Yeah, no, I'll explain that. So there are 10 elected officials in SWAG. So there's two from Carrboro, and then that's Randy Haven O'Donnell and myself. Mm-hmm. Two from Chapel Hill, Mark Kleinschmidt and Jim Ward. And then a couple from Hillsboro. Kathleen and Brian are the representatives from there. And then we have two from the county, Penny Rich and Barry Jacobs, and then a couple of folks from the university, like one representing the university, one representing the hospital. And we have the meetings. They're all there, as well as staff is there. And this particular meeting, we usually meet at the Solid Waste Convenience, like the Solid Waste Center out on Eubanks Road. But for this meeting, we decided to move it to Southern Human Services because we also made it known and are advertising it to all of the elected officials. Because, you know, I know, for instance, a lot of folks on our board are really interested in this topic. So that way, you know, as many people really as want to can attend, as well as, you know, folks from the public that are interested in learning more about this.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Lydia Lavelle, Mayor of Carrboro, Wednesday of next week, 6 to 8 p.m., Southern Human Services Center is that meeting. And before we let you go, I know there might be, when we have that meeting, there's going to be an international food waste expert there, which is the sort of job that you don't necessarily say you want when you're 6 years old, but it's
right.
a great job to have, who will talk about this. But if you know someone out there listening who wants to reduce their food waste in their home or just in general, what is step one? Is there a good step one?
That's great. You know, I think I would consult with one of the experts with Orange County. I know Gail Wilson is always our go-to person for, you know, Gail, have we ever tried this? Or Gail, have we looked into this? Mm-hmm. And he kind of knows about everything. And then when if you want to drill down to it, he'll divert you off to someone like Blair Pollack or, you know, someone else on staff who might be able to let you know a little bit more about that. But this is, again, this is, I think, a topic that in general we have talked about all of the jurisdictions, but there hasn't been any, you know, concerted, you know, countywide or even jurisdiction throughout a jurisdiction effort to try to coordinate this among everyone. So I think it's one of great interest, and we've brought it up several times as well as other officials.
I'm looking forward to it. Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m., Southern Human Services Center. That's the Solid Waste Advisory Group meeting. Head to Carrboro Town Commons tonight from 6 to 8:30 for Carrboro's Halloween Carnival. Games, food, drinks, prizes for the whole family. That's a free event with food and drinks for sale for a small fee. That's going to be a lot of fun this evening, and the weather's going to be beautiful for it. Election Day is Tuesday of next week, November 3rd. Make sure you get out to vote either on Election Day, or you've got one more day tomorrow for early voting before that period ends. Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.